Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimpin' like I supposed to, rollin' like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players tryna holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gon' holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus, we got some player at flirters in the shop. Now, the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause, hey, I'm black, that's what my face, plus I'm rich, and I'm a hurt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me, you did.
Well, if you love your girl and wanna keep your girl, I'll be walking up and ask me to meet your girl. Because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will. Cause you leave your wife and I see your wife. Let me be for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just beat it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type. But that's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I say how that ass look at dick in the light, I noticed she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I could even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swear just right. So if you give her sexy and she pass me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance of a skirt, double clan in reverse. That's a theater, like a
let's
animal.
Let's go, y'all. When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like, then I be like, girl, you know just who I am.
Don't hate,
see, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got a down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Bender. I be like, oh, I see you, let mama me, I'm more pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what to say.
Up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're eyes at me, when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring her around me, because I'm a flirt. Nothing wrong up in the club with a bad chick, and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, stunting like you all thug. We were switching numbers. She looking at you, and I walk by. You turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy,
and I be calling her mommy.
She be calling you Kelly when your name is Tommy. Bring around me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga. It's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga. Cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, and when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, cause I'm a
T-Pain. Ladies, if your man ain't hitting it right, just call his number on the screen. I'll be at your rescue.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away. Those who cover late know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you D up and on their horse, kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke death, less. I must confess my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with orgy and best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy, believe me. Frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. Anyway, so my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies do or die. Talk me high, only for fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. That's around the border like I'm taxed.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away. Those who cover late know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you D up and on their horse, kick around drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, no need to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress, if you don't smoke death, less. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these styles I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah. In any way, so my whole crew gonna know. Oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag. Oh no.
Ready or not, refugee taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly. Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Thursday out of the grow this week, this yesterday, so I guess this is going to be like a grown man show today. It's whatever we got to talk about, and also, you know, we're going to give people the opportunity to make up or correct themselves things they might have did to someone. We're going to allow people to come on here and call the person out and apologize for and being you know, nasty to people. So I'll probably get a hit from Willie Dawg. He probably come on and apologize for being nasty to me all the time when I mention Mutt Bone and stuff like that, you know. So, oh, we got a hand up early. Let's see who this could be. 8504, who we got?
Big Tim Howells. Eddie, Big Tim Howells. Man, I'm trying to get a weather report. I'm trying to get an activity report. They tell me that everybody was running up to the Grove to do a little shakedown and run. I'm trying to get a on hands or eyewitness report. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What's going on, Eddie?
Man, I don't know nothing about that. I've seen one car up there shaking down, you know, but it didn't look like it was agreeing with the track that day, so they probably got to make some adjustments and go back on a better day. I don't know whether it was a track or, you know, they had a little too much power going to the car, you know, straight out the gate. So, you know, I ain't going to really discuss that because they know what they're doing and what they had to do. So, but, yeah, they did have a shakedown.
Other than that, I ain't seen nothing else. I thought it supposed to have been a race up there yesterday, but I think it's been postponed to the 3rd. They decided to do that race on the 3rd, I believe. I heard somebody mention something like that, you know. And so how you feel today, Tim?
Well, I feel pretty good. I want to come on the show and talk about chemo, my buddy.
You going to apologize to him or something?
Boy, shoot, I'm over here talking about it. He going to go crazy on me. But I'm waiting on chemo with this doggone debut. I've been waiting. I'm waiting.
Yeah, we all been waiting, man, you know. Been a few years of waiting now, but I've been hearing the same story, you know. They swear he together, and then the next thing you know, appearance.
That's what I...
I'm only telling the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
But I be hoping that I'm going to see him, you know. I'm going to see him this time, you know. So maybe 40 years out, he might show up and show out, you know. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to play it safe. I ain't going to hold my breath.
But I know I've been hearing rumors. They said that they've been saying that Big Eddie and Mudbone and Tim House and that doggone bad son of a gun, they've been looking for Chuck. He'll be on in a few minutes. If we're to get out.
Chuck knows coming, man. So it ain't no secret with that. We already done showed the car to Cotter in the pit. And several occasions I told him that the car was coming.
Hey, Big Ed.
And it's on its way.
Big Ed.
Yeah.
Big Ed.
What up, Lalo?
I had to interrupt you, man. I had to hit the one button. Tim House.
I'm going on. Till my dream is complete. Okay, you got it now, right?
Yes, about right.
That's all.
Oh, boy.
That's all I wanted to say. I wasn't coming to give you no hassle, man, no kind of way.
I just came on to stir up the pot. I know if me and Mudbone get together, we going to stir the pot. Chuck coming off of mute, boy. He coming after us.
Chuck know we so close to being ready. Chuck might not even come on the show, man.
Oh, no.
We got a little bit of data on the car now. We got to go back and play with that data that we got on the car. We coming, you know. It's just simple as that. It's going to be over with real soon. You know, one of us going to be smiling. Well, I guess we both will be smiling, win or lose. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all in fun, you know. So we just got to try, man. This shit been going on for too long. And now the shit done got real. And all them naysayers that say that we a damn fool for taking, now we bragging about taking a spot from Bodie, when at the same time they were saying that Bodie was going to kill us, that the car ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get away, now all of a sudden, y'all ain't did nothing. Y'all took all that spot and this, that, and the other. Well, shit, we ain't asking nobody else for no spot.
See what it is, Eddie. You guys took that spot, and you went up against a shown up 100% pure gorilla, a doggone grizzly bear, and now they say, oh, you know, it ain't nothing. Don't worry about it. Yeah, but you ain't getting up there with no grizzly bear, you know. So
yes,
that's
sir.
What it
ain't
comes
nobody
down.
Else tried.
That's right. Yeah. So we take a chance, you know. We get up there, we took a chance,
man.
We got away.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, if you get away, it ain't nothing. But if you got up there and got killed, they would have said, oh, see, you're stupid. You shouldn't have took a chance. And they you can't satisfy these guys in this grudge world, man. Can't satisfy.
I swear, man. That's one of the things we were going to talk about, too. Why is it so one-sided? You know, everybody on bullshit, you know, instead of being real about this shit sometimes, you know. You're getting people mixing messages, goddammit, you know.
That's right.
Be trying to listen to learn, and they can't learn shit because when you have a conversation about a thing, you're going to hear so many different opinions, one going one way, one going the other way. Nobody never agree. There got to be some shit we can agree on, man.
Man, shit. You go to the track,
man.
They tell you you should street race. You street race, they say you should go to the track. You don't know what can you do, man? That's crazy stuff.
Man, on that case, I think you do what you want to do on that. I know I'm done with the streets, man. That shit's old and that shit exhausted out of my system a long time ago, that street shit. I mean, it's fun to watch, but I don't want to be no part of it. But they doing
yes,
that
sir.
Thing.
Yes,
that's
sir. I'm with
thing.
You on that. Because when I
yes,
look
sir.
Back over my life and I say, dang, boy, that was the stupidest thing I could have did, you know? I remember me and the guy was racing. We left the line. We went to second gear. And EMS pulled out. And we both went right. He went in the middle. We both went around and never got out the gas. Went straight around him and trying to get that win, man. And I said, boy, I tell you,
man.
This crazy stuff out there.
Yes,
man.
Sir. And trust me, I ain't against it, you know, because I did it. You know, you're young. It's in your blood. It's going to continue to happen. But I just, you know, pray that they be safe with it and, you know, don't nobody get hurt, you know.
Right, because
this game already
once you hurt somebody, boy, you're in a world of hurt then, boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Eddie, that's sounding good there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. I don't know where that old Chuck at tonight, you know. He talked about my preacher, Tim, you know, no disrespect and everything, you and Brother
mm-hmm.
D, but a lot of times y'all be tied up and everything, so I had to go and find me a preacher to come on and bless my show, man.
And ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I heard Chuck say something about it. I ain't paying no attention. Chuck.
His name Reverend Schill. So before we get started here and everything, and then before I let Terrio come on, and Terrio, I think he got some things to say. I don't know if he on there yet, but I'm going to let Reverend Schill come in, Tim House, Brother Tim House, and
mm-hmm.
bless the show right quick and, you know, give everybody some prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. I'd like to first say thank you, God, for all that you are, all that you've done for us, and all that you continue to do for us, Lord. We thank you for the will that you have for us, the things that you have predestined for us, Father God. I thank you for being the great and awesome and amazing God that you are, the healing God, the on-time God, the saving God, the delivering God. Thank you for being my rock and my redeemer, Lord. I'd like to first ask for your forgiveness for anything that was said, done, or thought that was unpleasing to you, for dishonoring, disgracing, disrespecting, or disobeying you in any way, shape, or form, Lord. I ask for your protection over my life, Lord, and for the lives of my family members, friends, and enemies, Father God, and that you heal us in anywhere we may be hurting, Lord, and that you strengthen us where we may be weak, Father God. We ask that your peace replace any anxiety, Lord. Thank you. We ask that you keep us away from any temptations or spirits that are unlike yours, Father God, and that we be a reflection of your Holy Spirit in all that we do, say, and think. We ask that you continue to guide us, Lord, and that you continue to be a light to the path of our feet, and that all things we do may bring glory to your kingdom, Father God. Lord, we know that all sin must be obedient to you, so we ask that you break all the chains, Lord. Release us from anything that may be holding us back, Father God, and may you show us the things that are holding us back that we aren't aware of, Lord. We ask that you continue to be within us, Lord, and just pour out your spirit through us, Lord. Use us, God. May we be a vessel. Use me, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Reverend Show. Thank you very much. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Tim, mm-hmm. I'll say we can get going now.
Yes, sir. That doggone Terrio is my hero over there, man. Terrio race on the street. He race on the track. He don't give a K. He don't complain. I like that about him. I love it. He be ready to go. Come on. Get up there. Let's go. Terrio don't give a
crap. Man. Yeah, I wonder what Terrio went. He's going to be on here tonight.
And he hard on Zay, boy. Lord have mercy. That man know he hard on Zay.
Oh, man.
Terrio had me laughing so much, boy, I can't believe it. Yeah. That Terrio, boy. Chicken, man. That nabbit, come on.
Where you at, Terrio? Yeah. Where you at? He must ain't got on yet. He's supposed to be on here tonight. If he don't get on, he ain't gonna get what he got coming to him. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, man. Yeah, this thing, it seems like we got Vaughn coming up on the third, our next race mm-hmm. up here. And it seems to be like it's built up to be a pretty good one, you know.
Yes,
so,
sir.
I definitely want to be there. Everything go well. I had my first eye surgery on the 23rd, Tuesday. And then the next one will be on the 6th. So I might be able to see again at the end of the day.
Uh-oh.
Right now, seeing is a struggle.
No, that's right.
Yeah, man.
Well, make sure that when you... if you get all the information and pass it on to Chuck, because with Mudbone and that doggone Big Song of Gun get done, he ain't going to see too good either.
Yeah, he's starting to realize that, you know what I'm saying? I think he's starting to realize that.
I keep picking at him, Chuck. I mean, I keep picking at him, Eddie, to see if he'll come on off of mute. I know he around somewhere. Chuck know he around somewhere.
He probably listening on the internet. He might be at, you know, Friday night Chuck parties, man. And there's a beautiful night out there, too. He might be out there on the water, man. Yeah, he probably out there on the water. He probably got about 3 kegs of Miller's High Life.
Yes, sir.
High Life. He don't like light, High Life.
Yes, sir. Yeah, sir. Champagne of beer.
Yes, sir.
Chuck.
I don't know where everybody at tonight. Hey, Rob, where you at, Rob?
He told me something that he was coming to Detroit to get some money, and I don't like when Chuck just come to and bully our people over here.
What? He said that?
That's what I heard. He supposed to be coming to... like Pesos race or something over here to whoop somebody over here, he said. Taking
man,
our money
well,
back
he
in
gotta
Chicago.
Go get them. I guess he got to go get them. But,
mm-hmm.
we ain't thinking about that right now. We just thinking about trying to get our little thing going. And then, you know, they say we don't, you know, a lot of people say, I got to go out of town. That's the key word. I got to go out of town and get a race. Well, we here to try to change that. By the time we get all these cars together, you ain't going to have to go nowhere. You can just come right over here, hand that cash. But, I mean, you can still go out of town if you want and race. But I'm just getting rid of that. We got to go out of town to get us a race, you know. That's up. Siobhan, he raced everywhere. He raced in town, out of town, you know, it don't matter to him. He just going to race, you know, him and his team. They ain't bullshitting. And we gonna have some Giant Killer T-shirts coming out probably by the 17th. We probably have that on our show. Some Mudbone 2.0 T-shirts should be out.
Yes sir. Giant Killer shirt.
So Giant Killer. You know, we gonna kill them giants. The Street Outlaw boys and shit. Soup, you know. That's up.
We can't
raise too many of them guys. Yeah, man. They got too much power, man.
Mm-hmm.
Them suckers riding around with double the power we got. But they better not give us nothing.
Uh-oh.
We're going to try them.
I like that, Eddie. I like that.
Yeah, man. I got to have a conversation with Bodie because he trying to grab back at us again. But he don't want to do right. So I'm going to have to let him know, hey, man, you either got to be right about this here. You know what you got and what we got. And if not, then you're going to have to face Mudbone 1. And I don't think he want to do that. Yeah.
Unless he has to wear it for a little while until you get to be a little bigger and stronger, that's all.
Yeah, he's going to have to wear that. For a minute. And then the next thing, too. The next time, he going to have to come traveling, man. We going to weigh you back down to California. Yeah, you got to be really
height.
Worth it. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I wish Unknown was still around because he would have loved to have heard that there, you know. He always told me.
Yes, sir.
Y'all just keep on working. Y'all going to come around.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I used to like going on, man.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, nobody ain't came on and talked to him, man. You think Willie Dog been threatening kids?
Uh-oh.
About being on the show.
Man. Oh, man. Let's find out what's going on here.
Let me find out a Willie Dog threatened kid. Goddamn, I'm going to lock Willie Dog ass in. That's all. Let me text Terrio, see where Terrio at, man.
Get him out.
Chicken man. Uh-oh.
What's going on, y'all? Kid, Tim House.
What up, Uncle Larry? How you feel, man? How you feel, Uncle Larry?
Oh, man. Hanging in there, man. If a man tell you that you got everything in girls racing and drag racing for life, and you don't take it, it's something wrong.
Yeah, especially when everybody at first say that he gonna kill you. He gonna kill y'all. Y'all ain't ready for that motherfucker. That guy ain't doing nothing. That's what they said, hey. Uncle. Ain't that what you heard?
Oh, that's a change, Donald.
Yes,
sir.
It's a change. Now, we gotta get a hold of Bodie. We gotta have a talk with Bodie, man. He needs to know who really assassinated his ass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man.
What up, Mr. Kid? How you doing today, kid?
All right. Good evening, everybody.
Oh, man.
All right, man. You got anything you want to talk about, kid?
No, not really.
We didn't get no action during the week.
No, I
didn't get no action.
I didn't hear about nothing going on at the Grove Thursday.
No, it didn't. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that race that was supposed to happen at the Grove, they talk about, I think it been moved to Vaughn race, to the birthday bash. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. And then on the 17th, we should have our second event for the year, the Clocks
mm-hmm.
Off event. Brother Leroy and Big Sam and the fella. Hopefully we can debut some more shit.
Mm-hmm.
More stuff that day. And so we get that boo all the way together. We got a small tire car too. So we ain't gonna be hiding from a lot of people at all. Yeah, we got a small tire car.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got about three or four big tire cars.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Peanut should be back ready soon, if he ain't already ready. Small block car.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, we're going to be looking for some actors. And it should be yet to come for better, you know, better things should be coming. Hope we can get Chicago back woke up. But, you know, man, only if we had the same or about as much participation and communication with the tracks as like they do down south, this thing can go a different way. But them boys, they don't communicate with us.
Well, I heard me and Kimo was on the phone, and they were talking about how the tracks, how every time when you do something stupid, then you blame it on the track. You ain't got enough horsepower, you blame it on the track. You overpower, they blame it on the track. And you don't know how to tune the car, you blame it on the track. So they're trying to say
that ain't.
And so I was listening. He was listening. But you can't come up and say this track ain't no good and that track ain't no good. You just don't know how to go down it. That's the problem. And you want to go down
it. Well, Tim, I'm going to tell you like this.
They want to go down that balls out all the time. No change.
I have brought this conversation up. I have brought this conversation up several times. I got no type of
response,
you know, people coming in and response coming back in, responding with me, other than Chuck and Rob commented on it when I brought it up. Just let you show you, like they say, it's who the messenger. And the one thing that they missed last night to me was all they were saying, detune, detune, detune. You don't always have to detune your car. Sometimes you might have to just play with the shock or whatever a little bit to get it to go down the track, and you don't have to take the power out all the time. That ain't the only solution to getting down that track, you know. But a lot of, like somebody said last night, a lot of times, some of these people know how to adjust their car. They just lazy. Don't want to do the adjustments to make it happen. So they just leave it like it is. And if they can't get down the track like it is, then they say the track ain't no good. Well, I was looking at that last thing, 41 through on that Sunday. That track had like a funny-looking dull look to it, but and you can see some of it shining on the outside. But the track had like a dullish look to it, and boy, that motherfucker hooking. Everybody you seen pull up to that line was getting away from that man. So that lets you know them boys are learning a lot about doing the track. So you got to learn how to do your car. You know, like when you're traveling in the circuit, when you get to a track, however it is, you got to try to get your car down that track to beat the other man. They're not going. They're going to do what they know how to do, and the rest is on you. And it's going to be different at every track you go to, and all the tracks ain't going to be all that good. You got to make it good. You know.
Yeah, they
had a good conversation last night. Yeah.
I got a statement, which is also a question. And I was saying this, listening to them last night, and I'm going to make a statement, and then I'm gonna ask a question also. You know, what car have you ever seen, I don't care whether it's a bracket car, a grudge car, a radio versus world car, any car, that go to any two tracks and run the same number exactly?
You ain't going to see that very much and very often.
You're not going to see it at all.
And they're going to have to make some adjustments
Each track is different. Each car is different. The weather conditions play into that and everything else. It's so many factors.
That's right.
You said something right there. You said something a few minutes ago. If you don't go in, you know what I'm saying, you may have to put, if you got adjustable shocks on there, if you don't have a computer control shock like a Mint or something like that that has traction control on it, then you're not going to get down that track. If you get down them ProMods, different ones like that, they got the electronic shocks on them. They automatically adjust. They don't have to worry about adjusting it. But you're dealing with a shock, you might have to go in and take five clicks out of one side and four clicks out the other side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, whatever it takes to get it down there. You might have to extend your bar just a little bit further to change the pinion angle just about maybe a degree or half a degree or 2 degrees or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's all ways to get down that track. And it's always about taking your power out. You just got to learn how to manage your power. That's the key to it.
Manage. Yeah.
Power management.
Or you can stay old school and leave slicks on there and go down any track in the world.
Yeah, you can do it with a radio.
Because watch this. What sense does it make to run? What sense does it make to run the fastest pass on earth and then get right up there for the money and leave and get 200 feet out and blow the tire right off? Come on, man.
Well, maybe because track condition change. It's factors in there. You know, it ain't always the car. Maybe it's the track conditions. You know what I'm saying? The weather may have changed. You know what I'm saying? If you ever notice, the pro people have weather stations, barometers and everything like that, whatever it's called, to test the moisture in the air and everything. That stuff plays in.
Yeah.
And then you got to think about it. Most like a lot of these road racers, what they want to do is they want to wait till the 19th hour to go out there and race. They want to race 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. Okay, you got a whole lot of moisture and everything else that's on that track.
Grudge racers don't need that because they already know what they're doing.
Uh-oh. And they don't know shit. They don't know shit. They don't know shit. They don't know shit. But now, I want to ask Tim House a question. If you take your car from Michigan down here to Louisiana to race somewhere, why would you agree to lock in a race, at 10 o'clock and the track closed at 11 o'clock? Why would you do that?
Very easy. Simple.
Because they feel that the track won't come around by then because it cooled down and that glue going to start taking effect. So the track is going to be more sticky and they can leave and they ain't got to adjust the car because the car is set up for big power on all that glue. And if that glue come around,
okay,
they can leave just where they at.
They figure
okay,
if the track closed up on them, they don't have to race.
Hold
they
on.
Figure
there
if the track close up on them, they don't have to race.
Hey, one more time. Hey, kid. One kid and a girl. I'm glad of it.
This is the thing right here. Tim, I asked you. I say, why would you come down here? Not them want to race you that time out. Why would you come down here and set up a race to do that? Because let me tell you what I'm talking about. This is the reason why I asked you that question. If you come down here with your car to race somebody, track goes at 11 o'clock, you set up one at 10 o'clock. If you go out there and lose that race, you do not have a chance to grab nobody else in the private race to try to get your money back or anything else. You come. But if you come down here and you race at 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, you can race again probably by 8 o'clock with no problem.
You got enough money. No.
Who's going to find a way down there?
We're going to travel way down there, but goddamn, if I come down there with $5,000, I race for $25,000 or $3,000.
Why would you do that?
What do you mean? Because I think I can win.
What I'm saying to you, why would you do that? You know.
What do you mean?
This is what I'm saying to you, Terrio. You stand a chance. Any race is 50-50, regardless of what kind of race it is.
Right.
It's 50-50 that you will win, 50-50 they will win. But okay.
Right.
If you have a mishap with your car and you lose that race, you still have a chance to take the extra money and try to, you know, get back at it. At least leave that with your same money.
I'm not a traveler, so I'm going to go. I'm on one ticket to the show in my world. If it's a diesel pot, 1500, I'm right. But you at home. But see, I'm listening.
Yeah,
I don't know what the question, what y'all talking about. But if it's like a rollover from last night, a lot of people run at late at night because one scared, the other one glad of it. One of them figured the car on the track gonna work. I can't say because I'm not a out of towner. I run on a slick. My car can run on drag radios, but I'm running Chicago, so fuck it. I got a shoe on my car. If you don't want to run,
understandable. But Terrio,
if you don't
want to
run,
is,
fuck
it's
it.
Like if you come down here to run somebody from down here, quite naturally they gonna want to run you when they figure they got you. You know what I'm saying? They know what the track conditions are. They know the track.
But that's new school.
What I'm saying to you, you don't have to fall into that. Get your race earlier when you got a chance.
But the thing about it, I'm just lost in this game of racing now. Where I'm lost at in the game of racing is this there. Old school racing, we didn't have all the shit that these new school racers got. From the motherfucking grid to the motherfucking progressive to this, that, or another. So I'm still fucked up because I don't see why some they can't get a car down the track. If they got all this help with the technology.
901, 15, 16, your mic is open.
I just don't see why come they figure they got to run at a certain time on a drag radio prep track. I don't care what type of track it is. If you got all this help and this technology to help, I'm just lost because I'm old school. With the grids and, like I said, what progressors and all this type of shit they got. Racing shouldn't have to take no 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night to race. That's just what I don't think. I guess that's what come I'm on my way out of this shit almost. But while I'm in it, I'm on their ass. Ain't that right, Tim House?
We yes, sir. I love it.
While we in it, before I hang up my shoes, I'm still trying to whoop the ass and show it to up, man.
I love it, Terry.
Terry, let me tell you something you just said a few minutes ago. You were talking about all the technology they got, the grid and all that different stuff there. Let me tell you something. Any old school race on here knows this. That grid ain't no better than any magneto. People just scared of that magneto because they don't know what to do with it. That magneto will power anything. If that motherfucker will power a jet plane, it'll power that race car. Believe me when I tell you that. And you better have some gloves on to put it in your car. But if you twist that motherfucker a little bit, it's going to knock your dick in the dirt.
Yes, sir. Terrell, where your boy at, man? Where your boy at, Terrell? Where Terrell go? Terrell.
Big guy, what's going on? What's going on with you gentlemen, man?
What up, Ma?
Hey, I'm sitting up here at this car show on 87 Kevin, man. This place is packed, man. These brothers got some nice cars out here. I done seen some of everything from some 1940s to new shit. Yes, sir.
Where they parked at on 87 Kevin, Ma?
Over there by the chicken place. Used to be our Harold's Chicken. Shit, you got
yeah.
Race cars out here. You got old school, new school. Goddamn, bikes, bets. They get people clowning, man. Cutlasses, G-bodies. Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
Man,
they ain't gonna knock you up, man. Yeah, you ain't gonna do nothing. You can talk. Look at that national right there. Goddamn.
They climbing up here. You never been on the team. You get that game back. Yep. Yeah. Is that enough? They climbing up here. They got some. You hear, boy? They got some nice shit up here. You can't even get in the parking lot. That young lady shit. You can't even get in this parking lot. Hey, but I'm gonna hit the mute button because I know it's a lot of background fucking with y'all over there. I'm listening, though. I'm here.
All right, man. All right, man. Terry O, where you going, Terry O?
Oh, man, not Terry O. Not the chicken, man.
Yeah, Terry O. He just disappeared on us, man. That's up.
All you got to do is put his name on here. Your mic is open. Terry gonna go crazy, boy.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Hello, Crickle.
I didn't tell you this before, man. I forgot to tell you this, but back when I was probably about 18 years old, I was still in high school, it was probably my senior year. I had a 289 solid lift camshaft motor in my 65 Mustang. And my dad bought me a mag to put in that thing, tack drive. And that's why I know you better put on some gloves when you try to put that motherfucker in. You mess around and turn that motherfucker, it's going to knock your ass off.
Yeah, I done dealt with magnetos before, but what I was wondering was when you said, comparing it to a grid, when the grid operation is not really all about power, it's about directing power. So I didn't understand
Okay, this is what I'm saying to you. That grid is not going to make no more fire than that magneto will. That's what I was saying.
That ain't what the grid is for, though. The grid is
when
you
hook sensors
up and read and it adjusts itself and this, that, and other.
I understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people don't see it. Like, they think the grid make a whole lot more power, but it don't. You know what I'm saying? The carrier system, because you can run that magneto and, as long as you can keep your car, you know what I'm saying, it'll run as long as the battery, you know, once you fire it up, it'll run on just a big-ass generator. It's going to run forever. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have no sense back in them days there, but you know how I used to cut my Magneto off and on? With a damn 220-amp light switch.
Yeah.
That's what I cut it off and on with.
Yeah, man.
Hey, hey, Ed.
What up, Rob?
What up? That Terrio wanted me to apologize to him. So he won't keep going after me every time he hear my voice on the show. So,
well, he won't come back on, Rob. So you might want to wait till he get hit, man. I don't know where yet.
Oh, maybe you gotta give him a call.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I fell off, but I'm right back. I'm right back, man. Now, me and Tim out in the school is Big Eddie's. I mean, shit, we're going to whoop these, or try to whoop these motherfuckers' ass as long as we can stand around with them. They're taking us through a lot of shit with the ass, but that we're going to do it.
Somebody here on the phone regarding to you, and he talking to you right now.
Okay, who is that?
Terrio.
Who might that be?
Hey, Terrio.
Robert. What's that, Robert?
You had talked to me earlier on the phone saying that you'll stop drawing on me and giving me such a hard time on these shows if I apologize for drawing on you when you had your orange, what was that? That orange Malibu, that ugly-ass orange Malibu.
Oh, yeah, once I very first met you. Yes, sir.
Right.
That you drawed on a ledge.
So,
that you drawed on a real motherfucking ledge. So I'm listening.
Hey. Right. For drawing on a legend. So,
yes.
Eddie.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's on listening. I'm about to go on here, you know, say what I got to say. And hopefully the guys that's listening don't think less of me, you know, for what I'm about to do. And if they do,
yes, sir.
Fuck them.
Yes, sir.
Ed, can you get that fryer going for me?
Dang.
All right, let me get to it. Let me turn it on, man.
Oh,
let me turn it
Eddie,
on.
Can
man.
Me turn the heat on?
Yeah, turn the heat on, Ed.
Dang, no.
Before I apologize to Terrio, it's a person I definitely want to fry. Well, it's actually a couple of people I want to fry.
How did I get into this? Should have never came on with the bitch. Oh, it's about to be some shit.
You ready? You ready, Eddie?
Last time, the last person we fried,
you didn't cook them all the way. Fat-ass Sham didn't get cooked all the way. So I'm going to put this in.
Man,
the first person I need you to fry is that dumbass baby boy for putting his mama on the morning show to go back to the
Lord. Oh, Lord.
So put his ass
I agree, Rob.
Hey, Well, we're gonna use. Well, I think you got some lard around there somewhere, so we're gonna use that lard. The next person I want to get burned up is that 901 Wick. Kissing Terrio.
You throw me in the grease. I'm gonna throw your motherfucking ass in the
Shut
grease.
Shut the fuck up.
You mother.
All right. Good way, man.
Okay. The next person I want to throw in the grease is Wick, because the week before this week, which was last week for all you guys that ain't following me, Wick was going at Terrio hard, and Terrio was giving him the business. So he decided he would come on the Sham Show Thursday and start cleaning Terrio off with his tongue and his hands and then start licking his fingers. So by him being the butt muncher and kissing ass, this dude, and I ain't seen him racing, I don't know how long. We're going to stick his ass in the grease for using his tongue instead of that towel Terrio had on the dresser to clean him off.
Nobody in the grease.
We can't fry with that long man. He won the original 901 bad boy.
Hey, Eddie.
Well, we fried Eddie. His ass.
Yeah. What up, Leon?
Who the hell is giving Rob the authority to fry somebody? Ain't nobody racist.
Hey, Leon. All you can do right now is sit back and listen. I ain't finished ordering my food yet, okay?
Eddie, you only fried somebody's lost the race, Eddie.
Hey, stop interrupting my program, Leon. Now, I got to apologize to Terrio. He said to keep him to stay off me. Now, Ed, when I was younger, I never had a bully try to make me apologize before. Never in my life. A bully always tried to walk behind me and put me in a headlock and I have to whoop his ass. For this bully Terrio trying to force me to apologize to him on the national show,
man.
So he won't go at me, man, is you crazy? You gonna have a guy coming at your ass all the time. Terrio, every time you hear me on the phone, keep the pressure up, brother. Anytime a man is older than his daddy, call him daddy, he needs to go in the frying pan. Fry his ass. You won't get a power even from me. Never.
So, get his ass. Fry his ass. Oh,
you're not a racist. You're not a racist.
That ain't true, Rob.
I don't even know why the man even got your fuck ass on this goddamn show.
It don't matter how long you fry him, he ain't gonna get no darker anyway.
You're not a racist. Robert, you's a fan now.
If I cut the lights off and look in my pocket, I see you. Darkness. That's all I see is darkness. Okay?
All right, y'all. Now, we got to get baby in time. We got to get baby in time. I just didn't want him to cut in, man. I'm going to bring baby back on.
What's this, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
That man
will
want to send this doing that shit. The fuck out of here. You won't let a nigga respond.
All right, baby,
but
there you go, man. There you go, baby. What you want to do? That's some girl ass shit.
That ain't cool. That ain't cool, Uncle Muffon.
Since when they started the mute phone mic now, girl ass shit.
No, I respect you. I love
you. Hey,
man,
fuck you, nigga. I can be whatever I want.
All
that
shit.
This is my
nigga.
We had people talking. And he was was finna talk over
I'm going on mute because I don't even fuck with you like that.
That's why I'm going to fuck you. Don't hit that red button.
Fuck you, new. Man, I'm not even finna live by
okay,
well,
just go on,
fuck
get
you.
The fuck on then.
Man, that's
okay,
damn.
I know.
That's some hoe ass shit. That's
yeah, I know. Niggas talk tough on the phone. But I ain't even finna go back and
talk with
you.
When you see me, motherfucker, all you gotta do is approach me. All you gotta do is approach me, man, with your tough ass.
Then you gonna sit around here, goddamn. Oh no, baby, can you help me to the? Can you help me to the bathroom? Can you help me, goddamn it? Here,
I don't,
bitch
I don't
ass nigga, get there yourself, motherfucker. No, fuck
how
that shit.
How the hell
no,
your drunk ass gonna help anyone
man,
get through?
Oh man,
not
the drunk shit. Nigga, that ain't no
that's
man.
The drunk
nigga,
on the show.
Ain't no grown ass man, nigga. You,
hey, baby.
You need the
guess,
mic.
Open your mic back up. What you want to say, man?
You know, man. That's some hoe ass shit. That's some hoe
well,
ass shit. Let me
hey,
be honest.
Well,
you don't
know
why
like
I did
it.
You don't even know why I did it. You don't even know why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know why I did.
All I was saying, baby, you come in cutting
no.
people off,
damn.
Man. All you had to do
is wait. No. Fat Tans and no
robbers.
Fat Tans and no robbers. Fat Tans and no robbers. No, Fat Tans and no robbers.
Hello,
man.
I'm going to mute them people, Mike. And that rock.
Let me know how you feel, man.
That's a whole ass shit.
All over.
That's all you got to do when you see me. 100%. Let me know.
Hey, kid!
Oh, goddamn!
I thank you for muting the mic so I could finish saying what I had to say. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's all I was doing.
Robert,
you didn't hear that motherfucker.
And you don't have to mute the mic,
man.
Fuck you too.
Don't none of these motherfuckers
get me. Fuck Rob.
All they gotta do is come see me.
What we
doing? They gotta sit up there and talk shit on this phone. I'd be out there in the motherfucking
wow,
street like everybody
else. Boy, hang me the fuck up.
Come see me.
Motherfucker.
Damn. That's why I ain't got to have your punk ass.
Well,
up.
Hey, baby, you actually called the show, so you would be the one hanging up. You would be the one hanging up.
Look at Nancy and shit. Wearing the same motherfucking red motherfucking.
Hey, man, I ain't finna go back.
I don't want to
say what
that
you want to say when you want to see
you
me, come see me. That's all you got
to
do.
Lord, how much?
Uncle Leroy, nigga, you want
to oh, man.
Pussy-ass nigga.
Well, then you ought to hook up with Uncle Leroy then, because you need to.
Nigga, I
ain't got
shit.
Oh, man.
I ain't fucking this shit like that.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Right.
Hey, Daddy, who is that slurping?
Wait.
I don't want to hear that shit.
That's baby sucking dick.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, man, not the dick sucker.
Yeah, he's a dick sucker, man. And a bottle sucker.
Damn.
Yeah. Bottle.
Oh, goddamn. Well, guess what?
You a car again in drag race, man.
come back to life, man. You gotta get over that bust down beat, man. You gotta get over that bust down ass. You got 3 years
hey,
long, man.
I guess Eddie didn't leave you in the frying pan in the deep fry long enough. You still talking.
I couldn't leave Terry in there, man. I couldn't leave Terry in there.
Hey, watch this. Tim House, do you agree with me, Tim House? Do my brother Tim House agree with me? This motherfucker Rod, I think hey, man, look here. Hey, Tim, an old schooler, you get your ass whooped. Hey, what did Debo tell old boy on Friday? I mean, his dad. Get up, son. Get up. Get up, son. Live to fight another day, son. Get up. Man, that motherfucker did not ride, man. Not ride. Man, bust down, not the fuck out of Rob, man. Rob just said, fuck it. He done. Hey, Eddie, cut that grease on 500 degrees and burn the shit out of Rob. Burn that motherfucker, man.
Hey.
Damn.
Big Eddie.
Hey, Ed, yeah. Did you hear Leon coming in trying to mess up my... My
no,
damn,
I didn't, Rob. I
said
to see
order.
What was going on. Don't lie on me.
Hey,
Rob, I just came
hey,
in.
That
and
damn,
what was
that
going
damn
on.
Leon was trying to cut in and get some that order before I ordered.
Hmm. Hey, Rob, it sounds like you ordered a hell of a day, and Eddie went to cussing and all that stuff. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, all because of Rob.
Hey, Leon, we've been doing this forever now. We've been having problems with this forever now. All of a sudden, a motherfucker want a gangster me, man. I ain't gonna be gangster, man. I ain't never been that way, goddamn, to the day I go in my grave, man. I'm going to defend myself whatever way possible, by any means possible, man.
Hey, man,
ain't
going to
never be dead.
Like
I'm almost
though.
Dead anyway.
Mm.
I'm damn near dead anyway, Stokey. What the fuck?
No, you ain't Eddie. You got a lot of life for you. No, you're not. You got a lot of life for you. Are you still trying to drag race for what you got going on? Are you still trying to
yes,
play
sir.
Games?
I'm trying. Yes, sir.
Rob, look at old Rob ass. That's what you call dead. That motherfucker, he out here, man. That motherfucker ain't trying to do nothing. That's what you call dead.
I'm sorry,
that
Rob.
Is that
I'm sorry, damn.
Hey, Terrio, you'll never ask me to apologize again, will you?
Hey, Stokes.
Got that grease on that hide.
Hey, man, I'm just going to stay on your ass. I want to run you out the game. I'm going
to
stay on your ass.
Sorry to tell you that, Terrio. I'm not easy to bully.
Hey,
you
Rob.
Can't bully me. Yeah.
We gotta have a morning show meeting for real, man. Shit out of control.
Man, what the fuck happened tonight?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, baby got fried and he got in his feelings.
Baby had a race or something?
Man. Hell no.
Yeah.
They talking about Poochie Boy, goddamn, when he run into the house, goddamn, on 130th. Man, y'all, you don't even know what the fuck you talking about. We over here having a good time. Y'all sitting up here talking
baby got fried and then baby got mad because he got his he was trying to interrupt my order and Eddie muted him. He muted him. He got mad.
That shit you talking about, man. That shit don't move us.
I heard a whole lot of fussing and fussing.
I did too, Chuck.
We got plenty of
all Terrio fault, Chuck, because if Terrio wouldn't have asked me to apologize to him, this wouldn't have never happened.
Man,
well, I take that back. I take that back, yeah, it would, because I was going to fry with and baby anyway.
Rob.
Right now. Stop it right now. Terrio want me to ask him to apologize for what? What did I do to Terrio?
What?
What did I say to Terrio?
Hey, stoke. Hey, stoke.
I don't even know what he's talking
hey,
about.
Hey, baby, let this shit go, man. Leave this shit alone.
I can barely hear the man, and the man talking about some bullshit.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Night Train.
Oh,
get on board.
Fuck, man. Yo, Mammy drunk some Night Train, goddammit, about 3 hours ago. Stay out of this, Stokes. You can pull your mammy out the motherfucking grave, goddammit. You goddammit, you can call her goddamn ass. At least I can call mammy.
Lord,
you can't even call. You bitch ass niggas can't even call yo motherfucker.
That's the way my mother lays.
back in order.
Yeah, you need Eddie. He's playing that loud ass music. Get it ass, Chuck.
I had to play it, man. I had to play it.
Man, don't be playing that shit like that, man. You ain't got no control like your show. Just call the motherfucker that came.
Not tonight.
Somebody tearing your ass.
You have control.
Your own show.
You have control. He's muted, baby.
Yeah, I turned this bitch on. Everybody fighting and hollering and cussing and talking about their mama tank and all type of shit. I'm like,
hey,
what
hey,
the
hey,
fuck?
Ass up.
Chuck, you can't leave him alone for 5 minutes, man. I turned the phone for 5 minutes and got that World War III going on.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck Eddie got going
it
on?
It was Terrio's fault, Chuck. It was terrible because he gonna ask.
If a motherfucker don't wanna get fried on this motherfucking show, don't come on it because we frying motherfuckers. That's all it
is. I got a question, Eddie. I got a question.
Yeah.
You was frying somebody tonight?
Yeah. You know, ain't nobody had to fry motherfuckers.
Somebody
requested. Somebody requested that they fry the man because earlier today on the morning show, the man brought his mama on the phone with all these fools, man, and they didn't like that.
To signify.
That's all it was. It was all in fun. But the one thing I ain't gonna do is be scared because I didn't live too long to be scared and I'm halfway dead now. So the motherfucker come on start threatening me, man, they might as well go try to kill me. Cause I ain't scared now. I'm damn near in the grave now. Anyway, just don't you go with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Just simple as that. Me being scared now.
I want to say something. On behalf of the morning show, as the liaison of the morning show, this has nothing to do with the morning show, okay? Okay.
Good point, Stokey. Good point, Stokey.
when that happened, Stokey,
it sounds good, Stokey, but it must have pulled over to Eddie's show because that's when the shit fell out.
Hey, I'm just gonna say this. I plead the fifth on the grounds that it may incriminate the morning show. That's all I can say.
Come on, Stokey.
hey, Chuck. All I'm gonna say, ain't nothing wrong with Lil Frank.
Ain't nothing wrong with Lil Bump and Grind.
Hey,
man.
We better do that one. Here's
the problem. See, if whatever happened today, y'all fry the motherfucker. Y'all be frying the motherfucker every night for that dumb shit they be saying.
Mm-hmm. Got a point, Chuck.
Yeah, it's all good, I guess.
I figure, Chuck, if you're going to do something, do it on a Saturday, a Sunday, Monday, and a Tuesday. Maybe a Wednesday, but don't do it on a Thursday and Friday because you might go in the frying pan.
Well, mine is a terrible thing to waste.
That's all. You had to throw Terrio in there for thinking he's going to bully somebody. He had to, he was already crispy. We just make him crunchy. We had to put that in there, Chuck, because this. 1 week he was at Terrio trying to race him. The following week he was using his tongue to clean him.
Oh, hell no.
He had to ass kissing is not allowed.
A whole lot of these motherfuckers going to be jealous of the motherfucker and me and Leroy's friendship because they show running to holler his name a lot. You know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, that's my guy. But they sure be hollering his name. So So it got to be jealousy there. You
know, well, hold on, Eddie. Hold on, Eddie. If you're going to make a statement like that, put a fucking name on it.
Well, you'd have heard who said it if you'd have been on here.
Oh, man, not the Uncle Leroy.
You ain't got to keep buying that shit up like that.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean,
well,
you said they, so it must be more than one.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard more than one.
Things out in the open.
Don't make no blanket statement, put a name on it, let everybody know.
I'm my own man, and every part on that car I bought it. The man helped me get the car put together because I ain't able to do it no more. But I ain't got to explain that to nobody. But some people already know. Them pieces of every car is in my part.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
All of them.
So, but they saying you can't do shit. So you think they saying you can't do shit without Leroy?
Oh, goddamn. I tell you what, I ain't gonna turn down help if I need it. I ain't gonna turn it down because I done helped a lot of people in my life. I done helped families and myself. So, hey, it's deserving for me to get some help, you know, if a person want to help me because I done. I don't help people live and take care of their families, man.
Yes.
You got a point, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I show up to the track on the 3rd.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna show up to the track on the third, Eddie.
Rick, you ain't threatening with the streetcar, is he?
Yeah, that streetcar. My son say he want to get in some action.
Uh-oh.
So I figure Eddie would be a good candidate.
Yes. I probably am, Vic. I'm trying to be anyway.
Hey, Vic.
Yo.
If y'all racing forward, I'm going to bet with you. But if you racing backwards, I'm going to bet with him.
God.
You ain't no good.
I tried to get Jeremiah.
Chuck. How long you been holding that in, Chuck?
Yeah. Hey, I went by what Leon said. He said, it don't go too fast forward, but that bitch fly backwards.
Oh, man.
Hey, Leon,
you know I know that ain't you, Leon. Don't even worry about it.
It's all good. It's just
man.
That's all.
That's all I'm saying, man. We don't want to jump along here and shit. Motherfucker want to get tough, man.
What did I do? I gotta feed me some popcorn. What did I do now? I heard my name, Leon Summitty. What you hell I did?
That was Chuck trying to throw you in the gutter, man. That was
Chuck. Hey, Leon. Oh. Hey, Leon. They say you the fastest motherfucker in reverse in Eddie Carr. That's what they said. I don't know what the fuck happened after that.
Oh, man. I don't want to fight.
Lock his ass in.
Hey, shit, Chuck. I can't lock myself in.
How the fuck you gonna tell somebody else to lock in? You got Vic standing on your motherfucking neck, chump.
Uh-oh.
With a street car.
Don't you worry about that. Me and Vic gonna dance. Hell, I got a street car, man. What are you talking about?
That motherfucker might
all
be slower than the street car, but it ain't no street car.
All I got to do is put a plate on it. What I can't do with it. What I'm missing.
You can't pull up to the pump like I do.
Well, you have a point there.
You can't pull up to the pump like I do, Eddie.
Yeah, I seen you at the pump, but which one was that? What was that? That 114 pump?
You can't, Eddie, you can't let no motherfucking streetcar call you out, man. That's fucked up, man.
Yes, I can.
You got the gun on that shit.
Yes.
No, fuck that.
I can't do shit till I'm at the track truck. I can't do a goddamn thing about it.
Oh, hell no, man. You got to stay, man, fuck you, punk. Let's go. That's all.
How can I say let's go when I don't know if I'm ready to go, Chuck? I ain't going to put myself on top of man.
Well, goddamn. Like Big Sam say, if you ain't ready, get ready.
Well, you used the wrong name on that one, Chuck.
That's
well, I mean, you don't live by it either.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a personal choice y'all want. I'm just saying.
Damn, Vic.
I'm just saying. I tried to get Jeremiah to go. Jeremiah, I don't want to go talking about I got a big block. Okay, you know I got a big block. Everybody
mm-hmm.
know I got a big block. What's the problem?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Send that what?
But it's a big block. Power blocks that way make more horsepower than the big block. Especially on
yes.
my dad. They see me. I post pictures and videos going to the pump, putting pump gas in there.
Oh, man.
But, hey, it is what it is.
You done
all
called
right.
out
He's
a
racist.
Hell, I don't believe this shit. Ain't no fucking way in the world.
Damn, wait a minute. Victim draw on Eddie again? Damn, Eddie.
Hey, Leon. Leon, you don't have to have it, man.
Drawing on Eddie and Eddie drawing on Chuck. I mean Eddie drawing on Kid. That was the way Eddie drawing on Kid.
Eddie drawing
on
Kid.
Cut it out, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Eddie. Hold on.
I tried to get Kid to come out of retirement and drive a car.
Oh.
Hold on, Eddie. Don't let me go back now. I have to. Y'all had me now. I can't be caught.
And if I not draw a Kid, I put Kid in toe tag and make him whoop.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
I put Kid in toe tag.
Hey, Vic.
Yo.
I got something to say. Last time a motherfucker put one of them old motherfuckers in the car, like Leon did, the motherfucker couldn't do a burnout.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, man.
Yes.
Yes, God. Oh, man.
You might want to rethink that shit. But I do know Kid could drive.
So. I'll put Kid in there. I'll do the burnout for him, and then I'll get out and let him get in.
put in park and say, your turn. God damn.
Yeah, Chuck, we done did that before too, Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh, over there by the Ford plant.
Yeah. Oh, God damn.
Boy, y'all still not hit Ralph in the gut.
Hey, watch. Somebody going to try that shit real soon. Somebody going to do a burnout, get out of the car, and put another driver in the car.
That doesn't happen before, Vic. That shit done happened before.
Y'all need to cut this shit out on him, man.
God damn. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, I'm acting like I didn't even hear that. I didn't hear that.
Hey, it's all right, Leon. Every now and then we all fuck up. You excuse.
Yeah. That's some funny shit there for us.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers. What is shit here, man?
This shit is rough, though.
Man, he dead and locked up. Man, he was dead and locked up. You couldn't get none of this.
Yeah,
I just can't believe a motherfucker come on my show and throw a threat at me.
Oh, Lord.
I didn't even hear it. I just got on the show, heard about 9,000 motherfuckers cussing each other out. I ain't know what the fuck is going on.
Man, that shit was so funny, man.
When I got on here, I thought Rob had a race, but then I thought about it again. I said, well, that ain't happened. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out. I thought you get thrown in the fire when you lose. Mama ain't even raised me to throw folks in the fire. Now, I ain't get that right.
Why hear the grease going? Ain't no motherfucker race. God damn.
Yeah, I ain't never heard that before.
Man, that shit was so motherfucking funny. Man, when Eddie opened his mic, then baby was bleeding. Motherfucker! I said, damn.
Rob,
they've been on it all day. They've been on all day now.
Man. I've been laughing all motherfucking day with this shit. Yeah.
Oh, man.
When you're dead and locked up, you couldn't get none of this. Telling you, that goddamn honeybee laid that one down. God damn it. That was a true saying there, boy. Man, that shit was so motherfucking funny, boy. God damn. Hey, matter of fact, goddamn, that motherfucking baby jumped out that motherfucking hot ass grease and got off y'all ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, man, all I did was, man,
Rob started all that shit and left you hanging, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I
sure
ain't heard from Rob no more.
Hey, Stokes.
Hey, Stokes.
That's because I'm watching the last track. Catch him.
He don't pay for that. He don't pay for that.
That's going to cost him. That's what I'm watching, Stokes. Hey, last track.
Hey, Stokes.
Ho. Yeah.
You a hoe.
Uh-huh. Who that?
Ho. I ain't going to help you get a bathroom either, motherfucker. I ain't
going
to help you get a bathroom either. You a hoe, man. That man.
Oh, that mercy.
Man.
What the fuck?
How you gonna
threaten not to help a motherfucker to go to the shitter?
Yeah, that's what baby is, man. Baby, though.
Lord, have mercy. My.
That man went in, man, for no reason. I put him in that grease.
Man, that shit, boy, I'm talking about that shit. That shit was fucked up. That motherfucker baby hurt.
Man, I can't wait to talk to that nigga, boy. Ooh, tomorrow, that shit gonna be so funny. Tomorrow, boy.
Lord have mercy.
They have a morning show meeting, man. Somebody need to be banned for a week.
Oh, man. Pull around and get your license pulled.
Hey,
yes,
sir. Hey, Stokey.
Yeah.
Did Rob actually send Eddie off like that?
Man, I think, I'm going to say this, man.
It's just me and
Rob,
you on the phone.
Hey,
you can tell me.
Hey, Rob asked Eddie to fry the grease up and throw some people in, and then he got pulled in with him.
I'm back. What I missed, goddamn it.
Hey, Martin.
Yes.
Whoever said
hey, that's
that,
what this show about. If a motherfucker ain't saying to be fried and they take that shit
serious,
they don't need
that
to come on this show, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
fuck that. And then you're going to mute my motherfucking mic.
You gonna mute my motherfucking mic? Fuck you, and you hoes. Damn. Hey, money. Hey, money. Hey, money. Whoever said that, they mad. You're mad, me, motherfucker. Whoever said it, you're mad, me. Oh, man. Then what? I won't. You think he can at least talk to him? I can talk to my mama. I bet you, motherfucker, you can't talk to me. Man, I said, what the fuck is this?
Hey, money. If I could talk to my mama, I wouldn't bring her ass on the morning show. I know that. You got a point, man. I'm gone. Y'all, Stokey, don't you go nowhere. You started this shit. Hell yeah, get your ass out that truck.
Come on, jump back in and you can get the rest of this whooping.
Wait, hold on, money. Hold on.
Yes.
Somebody brought their mama on the morning show.
Oh, man. I heard that, goddammit. I heard that baby put her mama on the morning show.
Oh, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Lord, how much?
Yeah, they say the boy put his mama on the show. You hear me? The boy had his mama on the show.
She liked to signify, too. She liked to signify.
Oh, man.
That's right. It's your fault. You
I can't do it.
You've been having that man for a whole week.
I heard a lot of shit, but I can't believe that shit.
You hear what I said, bro, Flop? My brother Flop is what had him going all week, so.
Oh, man. Come on, D.
I don't know. Hey, Kimo, that lady came on the show and said, what is it, baby? Yeah, this nigga down south talking slick about you and this and that. Talking about hosting my daddy. Da, da, da,
oh,
da,
man.
Hey, but see, here's all the thing. We shoot the dozen to each other. He done told me up. I done told him up. Man, the man got mad and then called his mama. Man, I never say nothing to that man's mama. When he got
his mama
on the phone and everybody heard her, the phone went silent, man. Because niggas was in disbelief, man. Like, he really got it on.
You got a point, though.
I think Deuce and Noah told him, Miss So-and-so, why don't you just hang up?
Oh, man.
We just having some fun.
We all know it's all over.
Hey, Chuck, that's why I fired him.
Yeah.
I told him I was going to fire him.
I
told him.
All week long. Rob come with a stop his mess, and then he go to the closet.
Man, the man had
Lord,
have mercy.
I heard you trying to say something. I tried to get you in there, but they were too loud.
I heard Chuck in the background. Just let him know you can't or you chose not to, but he will pay for that. It's just a matter of that. All gloves off. I promise you, all gloves off. I will make my brother pay for that one.
Hey, leave it alone.
If it's real, it's funny.
Hold on,
I'm done.
I gotta get my footy, man. I gotta get it, man. I gotta get it home. I'll be home tomorrow.
Hey, Chuck. That's why I had to do it, Chuck.
Good point,
Stokey.
Good point.
Damn. I ain't got no comment about that, but that was fucked up.
Yeah, you got a point there, Chuck.
I'm going to say this husband back on me, man. Let me tell y'all something real quick. If y'all got any friends that y'all haven't seen in a while, haven't heard from them, if they cross your mind, man, get up with them. I lost two. And I hadn't heard from them in a while. Went to see one today, found out he gone. Went to see one last week, found out he gone.
Your motherfucker's 80 years old.
Old man know what it's like to be young. Kimo, a young man don't know what it's like to be old. You try to get there.
Good point. Damn good point there, D.
You gotta get there. You gotta try to get there, son.
Damn good point.
And Kimo, I got a number for you, Kimo.
Freak, kid, freak.
You won't make it.
Y'all think y'all gonna live?
No, we think we're gonna live till we die.
Mm-hmm.
Enough room on the earth, man.
Yeah, it's not enough room for you, and you making room for us.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Hey, D.
Don't even know it. Yes, sir.
I got a question. Was you on here when the show started?
Yes, sir.
We listened to an hour long music.
Did Eddie come on with that damn YouTube preacher again?
Oh, God damn.
No one makes you listen. You know, you choose to listen by choice, not by force. You know what I'm saying?
Glory.
It's not forced upon you. I promise it's not. I've been doing something about an hour and a half for a year. You know what I'm doing that you don't do? Just take a guess at what you don't do.
Oh.
That man don't talk like that to nobody.
He don't talk like that to nobody.
Hey, you told that man, right? That goddamn grid ain't for that. Well, the grid is this, the grid is that. That ain't what they using that fucking. You told him right, Eddie. You told that motherfucker right, man.
I don't mind educating somebody. You know, he might have known that, but I don't mind educating a person if it's something I know. I ain't got no problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he think everybody's using the
computer. I don't think he don't know. I just think his presentation was a little twisted. He probably get it in his head. You know, a lot of times we can have things in our head. And when we try to present it, just don't come out right.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
Eddie straight his motherfucking ass out.
Set him straight. Well, I told you 1,000 times, your mouth gonna get you a whole lot of trouble. I told you, that man do not talk like that. So why would you even be talking like that? He don't play that way. All men don't play like that.
Straighten him out again, Eddie, when he come on here talking nonsense.
Peace out.
Me and Crooked Letter talk all the time, all day, all night, man. So, you know, he might have said it wrong, you know, trying to make an example of something else, but I know, you know, I just had to
clear
up with the people that were listening. So that they don't get the wrong information, because a lot of people don't understand. He was just making a point about what the Magneto is capable of, but when he mentioned the grid and that, was like a whole different story, so... I just don't want the listeners to get the wrong idea of that. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But me and that man talk every day, all day and night, man.
Yeah. Eddie, I applaud you. You knew what the hell you were saying, baby.
I know how to ask questions if I don't know. I ain't got no problem with listening. That's one thing I do.
Hey, Eddie. First of all, let me tell Keyhole something. And I said Keyhole. What I said was this right here. What I was saying was that the grid does not make more power than the Magneto. That's what I was saying. Dumbass, I was saying that you can go just as fast with the grid that you can with the Magneto. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Dumb motherfucker.
Nobody told your stupid ass the grid made more power than the Magneto. Nobody.
Terrio brought the shit up with your dumb ass. You didn't understand what he was saying. He was talking about the technology.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling him people went just as fast with a Magneto as they do with that grid.
What the fuck do you think is in the top fuse rifle
with your butt leaking aim?
Mm-hmm. You got a point there.
You don't know what you talk about. Just sit back and watch and listen to the show.
I know
Donnie.
One thing about you, motherfucker. You so black, you kiss all. I know that.
Damn.
Your black ass. I know your black ass kiss burn all. I know that.
Lord have mercy.
Now they ain't using the grid. They don't need no more power. They just need to control the power, you stupid son of a gun.
He wasn't talking about the controlling the power, dumbass. He was talking about how fast they were going with the grid, you stupid motherfucker.
Gadgets they got in the car. You want to talk about
the dirt off your
head. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Motherfucker, you go to the goddamn, you go to the goddamn.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
In his own building, in my soul. Mine is a terrible thing to wait.
Ain't it though?
Hey,
got
the news on and shit.
Hey, Eddie, I take it back. I'm not drawing on you no more, Eddie. I take it back.
Oh, glory. Yes. Glory. Yes. Yes. Man.
Man.
Good. God almighty.
Hey, we don't have such behavior like this on the morning show.
Hey, Stokey, I thought you said this was a family show, Stokey.
Man, I don't know what's going on. Hey, the morning show ain't nothing like this.
Morning show worse now that y'all allow mamas to be on there.
No.
Yeah. Y'all allow mamas to be on the morning show. What is the world coming to?
No. That ain't what happened.
Y'all want to know now. You know, when I'm drag on that, I'm racing.
That shit.
Hey, drag racing that went totally south, man.
This don't go on the morning show. That's all I'm
saying. Hey, Big Daddy, I got to take my hat off to you, baby.
Hey, bro, D, go on mute, baby.
I'm asking you a question. Is there anyone you can communicate with that don't want to go up there and slap your head besides me? But you realize I'm the only somebody that can talk to you without wanting to hurt you. Everybody, if they have a 20-second conversation, they want to go up there and slap your head. It's a shame to communicate with nobody but me.
Yes, sir.
You could just left it alone.
Myself and Bro Tim, we the only two that can hold a conversation with you that don't want to hurt you.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid, I'm chatting the man some good stuff, man. Everybody's man talking about going at his head, but I'm the man. Tolerate this clown, man.
Lord, I'm a...
Nobody is. Nobody tolerate this clown.
Oh, I know you ain't got that many enemies, man. You got that many enemies, man. Everybody want to hurt you or something for two people?
Man.
Timo, I'm gonna tell you something, bro. You don't know shit about me or nothing. You don't even know what I look like. I know what your black ass look like. But I'm gonna tell you something.
I know what I look like.
I ain't gonna stupid that.
No, that's
not stupid.
That's kind
of trick. Hey, Crooked Letter, how many times have you boo-hooed on the show?
Kimo, why you always just leave that man alone, man? Man, don't play like that, man.
It's not a good sign for somebody to know you, Kimo. You plus it all over you, too. Motor City, Kimo.
I want what's coming to me. Fuck it.
And one more thing, Kimo, let me offer you another little piece of advice. I want you to know something. I'm not one of the kind of people that really get violent or something like that on a lot of different stuff like that. Like I used to. I ain't nothing like I used to be. But I'll tell you like right here.
Just stop, Kimo.
The difference between us down here in the South and y'all up in the North up there. Most of y'all want to ride by and do drive by and shoot everybody on the damn block. We don't do that. We walk up to your fucking ass and put it to your mother.
Wait a minute.
We're gonna be all right, Kimo. We're gonna keep it like it is. We're gonna be just keeping between us janking and stuff like that. That's all we're gonna do. I ain't got no problem with you, bro.
I'm gonna send you a box of Kleenex. Don't worry. I know you're going to cry in a little while.
And I'm going to send you a box of tampons, too, you weak motherfucker.
Oh, oh, man.
That's a tampon. I'm going to tell you this, Big Daddy. My daddy brought me a Mac Eagle when I was 16 years old. I put it in that car. I know.
They just fuck.
Yeah, I used to like the Magneto, but the only thing about that Mallory, I went too crazy about that Mallory because he'd take that motherfucker to his cards.
Damn.
Hey, Slop, did you hear this motherfucker talk about they need to back up? I tell you what, the Mac Neal is up in the grid. I said, ain't none of these guys talking about they losing fire. Man, they trying to control. They trying to cut the power down. They can use the magneto, man. They trying to burn them down. Man, I say this motherfucker plumb crazy right here. They trying to slow the goddamn ammunition down. He's trying to speed it up.
Good God almighty. You tell yourself wrong with you, man. I'm good, man, too.
Mother City Chemo.
Preacher boy still in the alley, or you gone?
I don't
know. Yes, sir.
Oh, you playing some mean jams earlier, baby.
Oh, man. Man, shit, that shit was up with fucking funny. Boy,
y'all got to leave baby alone, man. Leave baby alone, man.
Man.
I hear the man blow a blood vessel.
What's wrong
man,
with him, Vaughn?
That man went ape shit. I missed him, man. What the fuck did he do?
Now.
Told Flock to cut that shit out, man. Flock gonna push a motherfucker to suicide one day. You need to chill the fuck out, Flock.
Come on,
Vaughn.
Hold on, Vaughn. Hold on, let me straighten you out in a nice way. Hey, Vaughn, I just give motherfuckers what they give me. If they can't take it, leave me the fuck alone.
You got a point there.
See, y'all hearing one side of the story, but y'all don't hear shit when that motherfucker be on here talking about my wife and my mammy and shit like that.
Oh,
y'all
man.
Don't hear that. I heard that, Flop.
I'm just fucking with you.
Have you ever seen where the people was on the snow slope, right? And the goddamn. You know that thing that sending the people down the slope and then they start going backwards and throwing the people off that motherfucker. You ever seen that? if baby was on there, did you think his dumb ass could have jumped off it or he would have went on?
Oh, man. Come on, Chemo.
Chemo, you stupid, man.
They're going to have to open the door, baby.
My man gets there. He's not going to know who said it
anymore.
What's wrong with you, dude?
I'm watching the weather.
We see what's wrong with him. He
got to
act
like
he's
crazy. What's wrong with him? Oh, he's crazy.
Chemo, the way baby was in rare form, you probably would have talked to Luke tonight.
You let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Damn,
Zach,
keep it like that.
Man,
they got
you,
Rob.
Here we go with that nasty. Oh, shit.
Hey, you don't hear none of that shit till you get on Eddie's show.
That ain't true, Kimo. I hear him on dog show and everywhere. I got them in dog be cussing their ass out.
Well, y'all need to find out who that nasty MF is. That ain't about the right nasty.
Well, Kimo, all I can say is you shouldn't have brought your mama on the show.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You brought her mama on the show. Yeah, now that makes me look like a little ass toddler when he did that. I wasn't known, but if he did that, he looked like a little toddler. Mama, was you over there fucking OC? OC hit you. What'd he ask? What'd he ask about? Mama.
Kimo, what you mad at your old man?
They say OC was cutting the crap game and cutting on his mama's ass when he was
Damn.
Hey, Slop, how the hell did you find all that out, man? You stay way down in Memphis and know what to
Well, Oak live in Arkansas. That's right next door to Tennessee.
Oh, man, not to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Not east, not westbound 40.
There, right? Oak don't hit everything moving, and he don't left on out of there. Hey, Slop, that's what
my,
you said.
My.
Baby look like Oak, huh? That's why you were saying.
Oh, man.
That man
has
said nothing to you.
No, he hadn't. I'm just saying what Slop said. I mean,
that man has not called your name.
I'm going off what Slop said. Shit, I don't know what's going on.
No, you just go out. You can't even say that.
I tell you,
boy. I sure wish what the dog was on here to cuss that motherfucker out for me. Ain't nobody cuss him out like Willie Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to put that nasty MF. I'm trying to be good. I'm getting on here burping on the phone like he got the damn mouth.
I'm immune. Hey, Vic, I'm immune to it now, man. I don't let that shit excite me, man.
Oh, it don't bother you no more?
Hell no.
Only on the Big Eddie show.
There's a lot of shit on this phone, man. I tolerate. Huh?
Big Eddie, did you send that nigga to Miss Ann and tell him go get him one, tie himself down on over the
middle? Oh, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Kimo, it's a lot of shit on this show that I tolerate now, man, that I don't let bother me, but a motherfucker threatening me, they got to come on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all worried about it,
huh? Who threatened you, Big Eddie? Who threatened you?
You should tell Gong Gong, this man getting you on the calm down.
Somebody threatened, Big Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody threatened you, Big Eddie? Who threatened you?
I'm me.
It wasn't just baby.
Oh, no, it wasn't just baby.
This,
it was somebody
this.
Else.
I ain't worried about it.
I was doing some Kimo do, man.
I was taking a bath.
Yeah, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They can come on
Another
with
lie,
it.
You told.
They can come on with it, man. I love that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just sort of roll off your back like a dumb dude. They don't know where the fuck I come from, man. This shit ain't just possible. It's because you didn't know me.
Do that guy. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
Oh, man.
Goddamn.
You're right here.
I'm talking to him tomorrow, calm him down.
You know what I'm saying? I know he right now, he over here so ends, when his ends happen, calm him down.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid, where that fire at your ass, man? I'm going to stop through that hollow old baby, man. Goddamn.
What at?
Your ass. Or Miss Ann.
Oh, you Miss Ann. It's on the west side of Chicago.
Well, anything show up a red light in Chicago, you need to keep going.
Damn.
Keep your doors locked. Don't you stop nowhere, baby.
My.
Oh, big Eddie. You take this stuff with a girl, man. They don't mean it.
Oh, I'm good, man. Mm-hmm. Words don't mean shit. It's when they try to do the actual act. That's when it's gonna get ugly.
Hey, man, baby. I mean,
do like
I do. Hey, Mr. Eddie, told you he going to whoop you or something. What the hell going on, man? I miss a lot of this show.
Mm-hmm.
You did the right thing, Kimo. I miss it. It's a good thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep pushing, Kimo.
Man, you look crazy on this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. I miss it.
Where the goddamn Rob at?
Oh, man.
Man.
I know he sent me a text, told me that was our owner. I said, yeah, I'm just getting on that. He said, man, Robin got the mess started.
Hey, man. They put baby in that motherfucker. We can tell you, man. God. I said, good God almighty, man.
That
shit was so motherfucking funny.
Hey, Stoke. Now you see the importance of the talk show call.
It wasn't my fault, Stoke. All I did was...
Oh, they're
going
to rob right there.
They're going to rob back.
That wasn't my fault. I was hungry. If I'm hungry, don't I get to eat? God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Eddie got a deep fry.
Why everybody's here inside the building?
It wasn't my fault, D. I was hungry. You know, they tell you you can't eat past a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ate before 8.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't before it robbed. You lying, Rob. And baby gonna be looking for you, Rob.
Oh shit.
Hey. Hey, that 211 gonna knock him out. I think I'm good.
Oh man, not the 211. Not the 211 in progress.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Eddie. You better have a bedpan when you come to the track, because they ain't helping you go to the bathroom with me.
Come on, money. Come on, money.
That's a good thing, because when I get there, I make sure I shit on the motherfucker. I make sure
that
I shit on
What you doing in the bathroom? Got to do with it.
Oh my God!
Hey, Big, that motherfucking baby boy went to left field and ran right down the hill.
You muted my mic, motherfucker, and I ain't gonna help you go to the bathroom either.
Lord, you know how when somebody talking, man, and he come in and he'll just talk over everybody?
Mm-hmm.
He did that. Rob was talking, and he came in and started talking over Rob's little segment he was doing. So I didn't because you can't talk to be quiet.
So I just didn't mute until Rob, you know why he did that, Eddie?
Hey, Eddie, you know why he did that, right?
Get your ass.
Because he feel that you muted his mic, but you won't mute Rob's mic.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Let Rob keep fucking with me.
It had been just a lot of hollering. Rob, if I would have muted his mic, I would have Rob doing what he was doing, and then I would have been back up.
Baby gonna be Rob anyway.
You better have security on the track from now on.
Hey Lee, it wasn't my fault that the man can't be quiet and listen.
Oh man,
I told you, but
Rob and demonified every motherfucking body. He left some motherfucking body in the grease so damn long, they can't get my point.
Why you get whipped, Rob? What
with
you, Rob?
Yeah, what did whip? Because when Terrio told him to clean him up, he didn't use the towel that was on the side of him. He used his tongue.
Hey Rob, now you know they gonna tear your ass up on that morning show, Rob. You know they gonna tear your ass up.
Ooh wee.
You know we be on the morning show too. We can call them okay. Burger in the morning.
I fried him.
I fried him. It wasn't Eddie's fault, he just the cook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it.
We're going to call him on the phone early in the morning and get Rob on.
So,
Rob, his ass tore up on
y'all had
the
fish fry already?
Yeah. You know, I had to get that tongue whacking, that tongue licking with who was kissing Terry's ass yesterday, the week before he wanted to race him. He started kissing his ass. So I had to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
I had to get him, kid.
I heard that.
Rob, you said don't learn. I ain't saying that to you. You said don't learn.
That's all more wrong.
Hey, D, I didn't do no wrong.
You said don't learn. I done came to one conclusion, that is you just do not learn, buddy. And they told me a hard head to make a soft one every time.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Rob,
I know you're fucked up.
Now, you said with me, at what time?
Rob, them people gonna tear lines in your ass, boy.
You're right.
Yeah.
See you now, Tommy. This is. They gonna tear your ass up on 2, 5, 7, and 9.
I wanna apologize to all my fans.
Oh man, not the nationwide.
Don't see me get this way. Yes, sir. I apologize to
somebody
all my fans that don't normally see me get that way, but I don't take threats too kind.
You can't get this shit nowhere else. I tell you that.
So, I'm just gonna say this, Eddie. I blame this on the morning show because
fucked up, bro.
If it wasn't for the morning show,
fucked up,
bro. People wouldn't be the way they are.
Hey, hold on, man! What the fuck morning show got to do with this shit?
Oh shit!
Hey, Rob.
Hey,
Rob.
Hey,
start
who are you talking to?
Blame them show people
gonna tear your ass up.
Stoker, the producer of the morning show,
then
he where
are
you for the morning show down
there?
Mm-hmm.
Sure ain't. I can see you now, Rob. You don't fucked up, Rob. Them people will get your ass.
Oh, man. You done fucked up.
You messed up.
Sure did.
Ain't no sense of not answering your phone, Rob. Because you fucked up.
Here you
gonna
call
I'm going to answer.
We're going to be calling.
Yeah.
Here
you
are.
Tell you
I'll
tell you. Brady,
get them.
He'll
be
all right. Yeah, all this shit is supposed to be in fun, man.
Like,
it ain't got to be all that.
He won't call
like
the damn show again with that dumb stuff.
You like Pine say, get him on. That's what Pine say, get him on.
Oh, man.
He won't do that again, I tell you that.
Who you talking about won't do it again,
bro?
Are you still talking about Wick?
No, I'm talking about whoever was
tear your ass up
on Thursday
right.
night.
Right, we gonna tear your ass up. Baby gonna tear your ass up. You gonna be out of there, Rob.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. I make sure I wear my mask so I won't get COVID.
Wick gonna call early in the morning, buddy. You got Rob. Give him. Is he on the morning? Give him.
Not the 901 wit.
I already know what time it is. I know what time it is.
How
is that? Ready? Can you get on? Yeah, I heard he got the show. I'm like, wit. Hold on, wit. I had nothing to do with that. Let me tell you, we had nothing to do with it,
wit. I'm going to
give him a list of the ones that had nothing to do with it.
Don't fuck around. Let him have one of them doobies.
Oh,
you know he's going to
have that kid. He ain't coming with that bitch. He don't leave home with that bitch.
He keep that next to the driver's license.
Yeah. He don't leave home with that bitch. The wicks ain't coming away from the bed with that bitch. When he wake up in the morning, he grab that
toothbrush. He don't leave home without it, Rob. He don't leave home without it now.
Well,
so you know, without a doubt, he already been told. So you know,
Rick might be on here now, Rob. Wait, Rob.
Might be
on here,
Rob.
That's wonderful. So he did. That means he got to hear what happened then. No, I ain't got to be a third or fourth party telling him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where he is? You all right? You good?
You might have heard it all. You know, we can get out there doing it again.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You said what?
I said, you know, we can get out there dirty.
Glory. Yes.
He can get out there. He's been known to get deep.
We'd like to play in the Mississippi mud.
Yeah, you can play in that mud. He'll get down in that mud.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely can get down in it.
Hopefully he can bring some alligators this way. You know, I ain't had gators.
Oh, man.
Hey, buddy. It'll be on the line. Another day of reckoning. Cleansing.
Uh-oh. Another day.
Look at Kimo. He here talking all that, but he gone, man. That woman took all his money. He gone.
Not the lot, Lizard.
The motherfucker that
the bitch knocked my five, baby. She's five.
Oh, man.
When I tell you, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the
pocket. Mm-hmm. That's a lot, lizard.
Yes, sir. A lot, lizard.
It ain't so key, no.
What Leon do? Where you at, Leon?
I want Chuck to know I ain't never failed at nothing yet that I still have to do. Boy, what is it to you?
Hey, Chuck gone, man.
Win.
We've been tearing his ass up, though. He sure was a damn good try. He worried about what Vic saying to me. He better worry about goddamn when we come calling. That's what he need to worry
shit.
About.
What's Vic do? Vic ain't did nothing. Vic innocent, man. Here we go.
There we go. I was trying to get this off. Man, this is all right. Playing this war game, Eddie.
I think that burper is wrong. That's what I think it is.
Doing who?
That burper. The burper. I think that's right.
I don't
burp.
Shoot, I fart. Yeah, I put the phone to my butt cheeks and let it ride. Yeah, I don't burp.
That's what a burper is, a fart out your damn mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this one gonna leave an aroma to you guys on the phone.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord, please don't put it right there. Don't put it out there.
No, I don't know what they're talking to you.
A burp ain't gonna do nothing.
Boy, you niggas are funny.
Damn, what the hell is that going on?
Hi, boy.
Chemo snowing.
All right. I'm going to queue up a lot of these people. Let's see what I got now. Can I put these things on? Oh, yeah. Can I put these two together? Nope. Not yet.
Nah. Well, y'all, we might as well let this one go, goddammit. Leave it like it is.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a bag of time.
Yeah, they gonna be out.
Bag of time. Yeah. Y'all just make sure y'all, make sure y'all doors locked and shit, for the night. Make sure the windows and shit all locked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucked up.
I'm leaving mine wide the fuck open.
Oh, man.
Just like that invitation.
You better lock the goddamn. You heard what I just told you, man. Lock the damn.
I'm going to leave that motherfucker. I'm going to cock that motherfucker open.
Damn.
And what's your motherfucker walk through it?
Oh,
he gang bang.
I'm gone, man.
What are you talking about?
I'm on the
positive. Oh, man, not the GD.
I'm gone, man. The gang bang and shit. I'm gone, man.
Oh, man, not the GD.
Eddie Gangbanger?
Hey, man, I got threats tonight. I want a motherfucker to do good on.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't, Ed. He already told you he ain't got no diapers for you. You don't want that.
Well, that shit will come on. I can't wait to talk to that nigga baby, boy. I want to talk to him tomorrow. I want to talk to him tonight.
Baby,
I want to talk to him tonight.
That's the first time chemo tonight. I did chemo didn't start none, did he?
He tried with my boy Letta, but it didn't go nowhere. Well, y'all, I'm going to get off this motherfucker, man. I'll probably holler at y'all next week. Y'all have a pleasant weekend, man.
All right.
Watch y'all back in the morning,
man. All right.